it's great to see you. Yeah, it's Pastor Chris. I'm back again with another time that we get to talk and praise God. Before we get to our big God story today, I want you to see how loud and how amazing you can sing and praise and worship God. Okay? Here's your chance. That was great. Oh, it's so fun to praise and worship God. And you know what? I want you to do this with me too today. I want you to shout out loud, Jesus is God. Jesus is God. All right, on the count of three. One, two, three. Jesus is God. Oh, good job, friends. He made you, he made me, and Jesus knows everything about us too. So he came to earth so we can know him too. And we're going to see how Jesus used his words to show the disciples, his friends, that he is God. So today, throughout the time that we talk about the big God story, when you hear me say, Jesus is God, I want you to shout it back as loud as you can. All right, so let's practice. When I say, Jesus is God, you say, that's right, Jesus is God, right back, right after. Okay, you got it. Here we go. So today, I'm going to let you off the hook a little bit on our lips, but let's get our pay attention goggles on, our eyes. Yep. Looks like they're working good. Is yours working good? Excellent. Let's do our listening ears. All right. And we won't quite zip, button, and lock our lips today, except for right now when I'm praying, because I want we to shout out Jesus is God here in just a minute. But let's pray first and talk to God. God, you are amazing and you are awesome. God, we want to hear from you today. And God, we want to follow you throughout everything that happens, the good and the bad. Thanks for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, what are you going to say? When I say Jesus is God, you're going to say it right back at me. Jesus is God. Excellent. All right, let's get going. Here we go. So, Jesus went from town to town and city to city talking about people and telling them about God. So they wanted to learn from him. And as they listened, Jesus told them stories about God and his kingdom. Others came to see Jesus because they knew that he was powerful and he could heal their sickness and illness. We talked about that last week. And as all of this was happening, the disciples were watching. Blind men could see, and the sick were made well, and the disciples listened as Jesus taught the crowds about God and his love. So one afternoon, just as it before nighttime, just before it's time for bed, Jesus told the disciples to start rowing their boat across the lake. All right, can we pretend we're going to row a boat, friends? Yeah, use your muscles. Let's row this boat across the lake. Ooh, as they were rowing, all of a sudden, a powerful storm came out of nowhere. Can you pretend like you're a powerful storm? And the wind. And, oh, it was great big waves. Oh, it was crazy. It was such a wild storm. The boat was rocking back and forth. And, the wind. It was blowing waves. The boat was beginning to fill with water. And guess what? The disciples were in the boat. Eek. Yeah, they were kind of freaking out. They were scared. They didn't know what was going on. Show me a scared face. Yeah. They thought they were going to sink and they were going to drown. But the Bible tells us that while they were worried, someone was asleep in the boat. What? Yeah, someone was asleep in the boat. Any ideas who that might have been? Yeah, that's right. It was Jesus. Jesus wasn't worried. So why wasn't he worried? Because Jesus is God. Ooh, that's right. Jesus is God. So storms don't scare Jesus because he is God and he has nothing to fear. Well, the disciples, though, they were afraid. So they woke up Jesus. Jesus, they said, teacher, don't you care if we drown? They were freaked out. Check this out. Jesus got up. He scolded the wind, spoke to the storm in a stern voice and said, quiet, be still. Any ideas what happened? That's right. The wind stopped. the water became quiet, it was calm, and everything was very still. Jesus turned to his disciples and said, "Why are you afraid? Why do you have no faith?" These men had seen Jesus do so many amazing things. He had performed many miracles, and he told them all about God and his kingdom. Did they need to be afraid? No, because Jesus is God. That's right, Jesus is God. So with his words, Jesus commanded the storm to stop. And guess what the storm did? It stopped. The storm knew Jesus' voice and obeyed his words because he is God. Jesus is God. That's right, Jesus' words have power and they can make nature obey. So the disciples knew this was something that only God could do. They were filled with awe and respect for Jesus. That night, the men knew that Jesus is God. Oh, you can say it louder than that? Jesus is God. Yeah. Do you think, friends, that the disciples ever forgot that night in the storm? No way. They were changed forever. Jesus showed them once again that Jesus is God. That's right. Jesus is God because he is, and he is worthy of our worship. So, friends, God came to earth so that we would be able to know him. God loves us, and he made us and knows everything there is to know about each and every one of us, you and me. And now, because of Jesus, we can know him too. Because of God and his great love for us, we get to know him, the one true God, and be with him forever and ever and ever. It's because of Jesus that we can know God better. Jesus is worthy of our worship. And there's many, many, many ways we can worship God to show him that we know that he is God. Sometimes we kneel. Sometimes we bow before him. Sometimes we lift our hands. Sometimes we clap. Sometimes we shout. Sometimes we sing. Sometimes we might whisper. And sometimes we might even just be still. You can worship or respond to God however you like today. And we can use our praise and worship and show him that we believe that Jesus is God. That's right, friends.
I can see, 'cause he loves me.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to pretend that maybe we're in this storm. And when I say, be calm, I'll use Jesus's words. We're going to freeze and shout, Jesus is God. Okay? All right. So we're in the storm. Things are crazy. Be still. Jesus is God. Oh, let's do it again. Be still. Jesus is God. Let me hear you. Yes, excellent, friends. All right, we're going to put our hands up and we're going to receive our blessing from God today. May you know Jesus is God and that he has power over all the earth. May you see more and more of him each day. Have a great week.